As the weather begins to cool on the campus of UVic, people are joyfully saying Happy New Year to each other, says Joanne Clark, Dean of the Division of Continuing Studies. Fall is our new year, she says. It's new beginnings. People are brimming with excitement. And that palatable eagerness isn't just from young 20-somethings starting their careers. In the over 3,000 registrations for continuing studies, she estimates about 50% of the community programming enrollments are students 60+. Our oldest learner last year was 97. Isn't that amazing? And we had 5 students that were 96 taking courses, she said. When it comes to lifelong learning, the sky is the limit. UVic has professional courses as well as personal interest classes and community courses. These can range from anything to popular health courses, on the brain aging, gut health, pain management, and meditation, to courses on visual arts, writing, gardening for climate change, vampires, social issues, and even beatboxing. Believe it or not, we've had people from literally age 20 to 80 in that course. And the options, of course, go beyond what's offered at universities. A good place to start is to ask yourself what you've always wanted to learn, or browse community, university, or local bulletin boards for whatever strikes your fancy. Carol Finn, a Victoria-based artist who helped establish the Halliburton School of Art and Design and is the recipient of the Queen's Medal among many accomplishments, has been teaching art since 1964 and has seen many students find a passion for art later in life. And it's not uncommon for them to go on and become professionals. People connect with art when they are ready and circumstances make it right, she said. My job is to inspire and encourage people to find their creative path. I treat people as professional artists who are at certain levels of expertise. Some of her students have gone on to do residencies or participate in fine art shows. Finn also finds working with students of all levels invigorating. I'm happy to paint the way I paint, but you don't want to become stagnant. Moving to Victoria was a chance to try new methods with new subjects. Many studies show the benefits of lifelong learning include social interaction, cognitive benefits, emotional and physical benefits, and keeping pace with technology. It helps you have confidence and interest in talking to other people about what you're learning and to get into conversations, added Clark. And we have this notion sometimes that we've done so much school when we're young. Then we have school for advancing our career. This is a time when you have school for literally indulging yourself. The benefits of having older learners in education also extend to the community, she adds. A lot of our older learners really add to the diversity. And they're great for our young people to be around, too. You get to have this multi-generational dialogue. A great example of retirees whose lives have been transformed by lifelong learning are Linda Beer and John Olufsen. We have this one couple who has been coming for years since their retirement, and they have literally taken hundreds of courses with us. And when you talk to them, the reason is they just love learning. They want to learn, they're curious. I think it strengthens their relationship. What are some things that one should consider before signing up for a class? Clark said she didn't have many except words of encouragement. Don't be afraid to just jump in, Clark said. Some ideas for continuing education in Victoria. Community centers, seniors centers, and public libraries often offer programs and classes aimed at lifelong learning and physical activity. The Oak Bay Fall Active Living Guide has plenty of activities. Also, check out the Monterey Center in Oak Bay. The Federal Lifelong Learning Plan allows you to withdraw amounts from RRSPs to finance some types of training or education for you or your spouse or common law partner. UVic Continuing Studies has both professional and community programming. Check out online classes through https://eldercollege.org/contact-us. Enroll in a cooking class or culinary program. Enhance your computer skills. Earn a floral design certificate. Join a book club or writing group. Learn how to paint landscapes or portraits. Learn sign language. Take a class on film or theater. Find events to meet like-minded individuals through meetup.com/find/ca-victoria/.